Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Should we just tell them that everything is on? Let's go to the bunker. Let's just go to the bunker.
Okay. All right. Can I? Do you have snacks?
I have so many snacks. Let's just tell them to meet us in the bunker, and we'll do the rundown from there.
Okay.
Okay. Play the music very quietly because we don't want anyone to know that we're going to the bunker.
Do not go outside.
Don't make any unnecessary journeys.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I think it's Monday morning. Maybe it's Monday morning. It's actually Saturday morning. And by morning, I do mean morning. It is 9:20 for our sweet blue eyes. And welcome to the True Crime Rundown over here at I Think Not, our little mini-sode where we tell you what's going on in the world. And you can sit, you can cry, take that information for what you will, but we're here.
We are here. And it's... We're here.
My name is Ellen Marsh, and across from me is Joey Taranto. And of course, at I Think Not, we recap your favorite true crime TV shows episode by episode. But here on the rundown, we're going to talk about real, real life. No reenactment actors. Honestly, it would be more palatable with reenactment actors.
Would it? I don't know.
How are you doing, my love?
I'm good, honey. Long day of rehearsal. We're doing a full run through of Act One. That'll be interesting today.
You all do not feel bad for this man. Do not feel bad for this man. He sings two songs. He seals the show in Act Two. He doesn't dance. He doesn't sing. He doesn't move a set. He's fine. This is the easiest track you have ever done, right? Is that fair to say?
Oh my God, it's comical. I hosted the cast last night here. We all watched the first episode of the new season of Survivor. Just because I don't get to be with people and I want to be around them and I want to still be connected and all that. We had a great time.
Great.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I've already driven Lola to a princess party and back. And then Lola said to me, "What are we doing today? Do you think you are at summer camp? What are we doing today?" Well, if you consult your itinerary, my good lord. What? Figure it, I don't know. You want to go on a nature hike?
Nice.
These kids out here wanting us to plan activities. Plan your own damn activities. I'm fine.
Okay.
And great.
Shall we get to it?
We're going to start with a quick Karen Reed update.
No, that's not it. Don't you put words in my mouth. What are you, a man?
I mean, I'm trying with a little hard work and dedication. I feel like I'm almost there. Go ahead.
Well, my first update is that tomorrow will be 3 weeks since I vaped.
Honestly, it's a really big deal. And you all, he told me yesterday, it's easier now.
Yeah, it's not like the first thing I think about when I wake up.
How are you feeling lungs-wise? You were saying that running was a little bit easier?
Much better.
Great.
Oh, all of it's so much easier. Yeah, breathing is much easier. I still think about, never mind.
Dick.
We're going to get to.
Yep. Go ahead. The people know. Love is love. Go ahead. No, that is a really big deal. We're very happy for you. We all love you and support you. But you know, the reason we came up with the True Crime Rundown was because Diddy and Karen Reed were exploding my brain. And I said, we got to talk about it. Let's make these mini-sodes. And now we get to come full circle and come back because Karen Reed is back in the news, y'all.
She is. Last year in August of 2024, a civil wrongful death suit was filed against Karen Reed by John O'Keefe's parents, his brother Paul, and John's niece because they believed that Karen's actions caused his death. So now that Karen's criminal trial has wrapped, the civil case can begin to move forward and they're in the discovery phase. So as of now, there's no official start date, but there was a pre-trial hearing on September 22nd. And one of the claims of the O'Keefe family is that, again, they believe Karen is the reason that John died and that caused emotional damage. Reed's lawyers moved move to dismiss that because, I'm going to quote them, they said, the O'Keefe family doesn't have standing to pursue emotional distress damages because they didn't witness O'Keefe's death or see his body until after he had been declared dead at the hospital. Now, the judge in this civil case is Judge Daniel, is it O'Shea?
Sure.
O'Shea, it's Italian.
I'm one of those Italians by way of Ireland. It's a long story. Which, LOL, I have told you, my grandfather was racist against Irish people because he said Irish people were racist against Italians. I was like, okay, first of all, instead of calling it racist.
Prejudice?
Okay. My grandfather could rant and rave about the Irish. Y'all, Irish people don't take it up with me. Victor Rosati, he's 6 feet under. The fact that he would be an Irish Italian.
Well, he would hate me because I'm Italian and Irish. The judge is Daniel O'Shea. It seems very much like Judge Danny here is trying to set up realistic expectations for the O'Keefe family because he's like, I've seen this shit go on for years. And families, I know what you want. You're suing. You want money. You want restitution. You want some peace. To me, it was just like, he essentially is like, your best bet is to settle out of court because I have seen this go on, and that is going to be the quickest way, right?
To be clear, he didn't say you should settle.
No.
It was kind of like a high school principal when they have more information than you think they do, and they're like, are you sure you don't want to just...
Yes.
You know, he's like, it's for $50,000. This is, we might be here for years. We're talking 2027. He was just really leaning in. And I agree. It's going to tie up the courts. It's going to tie up people. Karen Reed, first of all, it should be said, it was like an Avengers movie. It was like, Avengers! What did they say?
Assemble.
Assemble! Listen to her defense team.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Damon Seligson on behalf of the defendant, Karen Reed.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Charles Waters for defending Karen Reed.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Alan Jackson on behalf of Ms. Reed.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Aaron Rosenberg also on behalf of Ms. Reed.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. William Kevill on behalf of Karen Reed.
Got it.
Christopher George on behalf of the defendant Karen Reed.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Marissa Palladini on behalf of Karen Reed.
Are they the Von Trapps?
Lisa. Friedrich. Luisa. Kurt. Brigitte. Marta.
Gretel.
Karen Reed was like, okay, you want to do this again? We're on season 3. It's called The Reckoning, and I'm ready to go. And so I felt like the judge was really like, okay, family, come on. Because in my eyes, she's had 2 trials. Unless they have some magical new evidence that disproves ARCA, the medical examiners, Lucky, and Officer Barry.
It's a stretch. I get it.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the O'Keefe family because they want answers.
Absolutely.
I think that they were so galvanized behind the idea that it was Karen, and it doesn't matter what new information you put in front of them, they're just not going to accept that it's anyone other than Karen. I agree with you. That was my thing. She was exonerated. So I don't understand what you think pursuing a civil suit is going to get you, because how did she cause his death? She dropped him off. That's it.
Samantha says in the trial what I was going to say. You know, the burden of proof for a civil trial is much easier. It has to be 51% or above. That is true. However, they also will be able to let in a lot more evidence that Auntie Bev did not. There was so much information, evidence that was not allowed in the other trials, and they open themselves up for that too. And that information, I don't think everyone wants that stuff, because unless you were chronically online during that time, there are so many things that shockingly Bev did not let in. So while the burden of proof is lower, they got a hell of a lot more proof.
It's just funny because people really do hate Karen Reed. They hate her.
Mm-hmm.
In case you haven't heard, Karen Reed has decided that she is suing everyone and their cousin. She is like, y'all wanted to make my life hell and drag me through the mud. Now it's your turn. I'm going to make you suffer. Because, honey, Karen Reed is suing Lieutenant Brian Tully, Michael Proctor, Yuri Bukenik, Brian Albert, Nicole Albert, Jen McCabe, Matt McCabe, Brian Higgins, and a whole ass Massachusetts State Police. Okay?
And the Canton police.
And the Canton police. So Karen's defense team has claimed for the longest time that this was a massive cover-up on the part of everyone whose name I just listed, and that they were trying to frame her. Karen herself spoke publicly about that. And this is actually part of the O'Keefe's wrongful death suit. I'll read an excerpt. It says, Karen Reed chose to speak publicly. She knowingly and deliberately changed her story and fabricated a conspiracy, knowing the same to be false. She publicly communicated this false narrative, thereby frustrating justice for O'Keefe. That's what the lawsuit reads. Anyway, I really don't think that the O'Keefes are going to get anywhere with this civil lawsuit. My heart breaks for them because I truly believe we'll never find out who did it. I don't think anyone will ever be brought to justice for John's death. Karen is due back for another pretrial hearing on November 21st, although I wasn't sure if that was for this civil case or something to do with her DUI.
No.
Pretrial, right?
Yeah. I think that they were just giving them time to rescind. It's just going to be a lot because they can't even start for so long because they have to start on a whole new trial. Listen, as you said, the O'Keefes want justice. They are just going about it with a lot of misinformation. I kind of feel bad for them. This is just not the way to do it. And I really respect that judge for just being like, is this really what we want to do? I cannot wait for Karen to spend the rest of her days in court suing all these people. She was like, and I'm suing you for looking at you funny.
Yep.
I'm going to sue your hairdresser, Jen McKay, because your ends are fried. And bring Kelly Dever on in here because she's got a bad attitude and I feel like suing her face. This kind of ruined their lives. Joey and I were talking before we started recording, saying that she has been very clear that she is very much in debt. She lost her job. She has been in court. These lawyers have been working pro bono, but there are a ton of other fees associated with this. This has completely altered the trajectory of her life. I say, make a movie. Etch your fucking face in Mount Rushmore. Do what you gotta do.
I agree.
I do believe that there's more to the story. Someone said in the chat, it's like Oprah. You get a lawsuit. You get a lawsuit. Everybody gets a lawsuit. You get a call. You get a call. You get a
call. Listen, I think Karen is entitled to it. Just because she's a cunt doesn't mean that she's a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that she doesn't deserve a life.
And I don't think she's a cunt, for the record.
I mean, in their eyes. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. No, you're right. But there are a lot of people who are like, you cannot like her. I'm like, what do you not like about her? The fact that she's direct? The fact that she has an accent? The fact that she wasn't married? The fact that she was very successful? We're looking for a perfect victim. She cried. She didn't cry. She said weird things. It's like, oh my gosh. I kind of want this woman to have a moment's peace, but I kind of want her to fuck shit up for everyone else for the rest of her life too.
Agreed.
More on that as we get any information, but I want to go back to another case we have been talking about. I spoke about this on socials. I can't remember if we updated on the rundown. We're going to chat updates in the Luigi Mangione case, which really is turning out to be such an informative and conversation-starting case. The conversation has moved in so many different directions, from eating the rich to our insurance system. It's very interesting. All right, let me just elaborate a little bit. So on September 16th of this year, in the state case of Luigi Mangione, they dismissed the terrorism charges. The murder charges are still intact. I couldn't remember if we mentioned that.
Yeah.
But I want to give you some more updates on the federal case. We need to have a conversation about government officials interfering or getting in the way of Luigi receiving a fair trial. Let me go into this. So on September 18th, during a Fox appearance, Trump called Luigi, quote, a pure assassin, specifically saying this.
He shot someone in the back. As clear as you're looking at me or I'm looking at you, he looked like a pure assassin. I was surprised, actually. You know, you would have thought this guy would have been at a central casting in the movie, and maybe he was. But he think of what he did. He openly, it's not like, gee, there's a question. If there's a question, you can understand it, maybe. But there's not a question. He walked up to a man, didn't give him warning, didn't say turn around, didn't do like the Old West where you have a gunfight, you know, you each have a gun. He shot him right in the middle of the back, instantly dead.
And then the next day, on September 19th, the deputy director of the Department of Justice Office of Public Affairs reposted that video. It said, POTUS is absolutely right. Then the next day, September 20th, Smith on Twitter, the chief of staff and the associate deputy attorney general retweeted that same post. Then on September 22nd, Secretary Caroline Leavitt called him, quote, a left-wing assassin who shot UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson right in the back in New York City. And she said that during a press briefing. So then on September 22nd, the White House released a press statement saying that, quote, President Donald Trump isn't backing down from crushing radical left violence. And Mr. Mangione's name was also referenced there. You think I'm done? Oh no, there's more. September 23rd, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff appeared on Fox News and said, quote, of course the healthcare CEO was brutally gunned down by another self-described so-called anti-fascist that was then celebrated by other self-described anti-fascists. So of course, communist revolutionaries. And then that also was retweeted. Let's just discuss the problem. Please don't ever misunderstand me, by the way. I want criminals to pay for their crimes. I believe in that. But I also want the right criminals to pay for their crimes. I also want everyone to have a fair trial. You should all want everyone to have a fair trial because that might be you one day. We should all want the same thing. You know, I joke when someone hurts a child. I don't care. No trial. Lock them up. You all know I'm being hyperbolic. I'm being dramatic. You all know, or you should know, that I deeply believe in our Constitution and the Sixth Amendment. So everyone gather around, pencils ready. Let's have a civics lesson, okay? The Sixth Amendment was ratified December 15th, 1791. That says if you are accused of a crime, every citizen has a series of rights in a criminal trial. I'm going to read the official text, okay? We're reading from the Constitution. Quote, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Break it down. He gets a speedy trial. You can't be sitting in jail for years waiting to have a hearing, waiting for the process to go forward. Impartial jury, by a jury of our peers to the best of our ability. Notice of charges. You have the right to know exactly what you have been charged for. You have to know who is testifying against you. You can bring your own witnesses, and you have the right to a lawyer. Remember, if you can't afford one, the court must provide it. All of these systems are in place to protect your rights. So the DOJ is violating Luigi Mangione's constitutional right to a fair trial. They are thereby poisoning the jury pool, speaking against it. They're speaking of him as though he's already guilty. We cannot lose the presumption of innocence. This protects everybody listening right now. It's preposterous. So the judge overseeing the federal case, her name is Judge Margaret Garnett. She said, those statements are a breach of the court rules. You still have to protect this defendant from any prejudicial information getting out there. So she ordered DOJ leaders to warn their teams, don't do this again or you're going to face sanctions. She also is demanding an explanation by October 3rd. I just think that the presumption of innocence is in real danger when you have powerful voices, when you have millions of people listening as if somebody already knows the verdict. What are your thoughts, my love?
What I think is that absolutely they are setting it up so that Luigi will not get a fair trial. He is going into it guilty, period. But also all the rhetoric around the radical left and liberals, to me, it's sort of Reichstag. It reminds me of that. That fire happened, they blamed it on communists, and because of that, they suspended civil liberties. I feel like they are trying to find a way to be like, the radical left is out of control. Look, they killed Charlie Kirk. This Luigi guy, you know, killed the CEO, and they're just going to keep adding to it until they can suspend civil liberties and then go from there. That is what it feels like to me. And now, that is very conspiracy theorist, I understand, but like, everything I've seen Trump do is all leading toward a dictatorship.
I'm not talking about his innocence or his guilt. I'm not talking about anything that I have speculated on the podcast or on my social media. I'm talking about, you cannot do this. There is no alleged. This is crazy. You all should be terrified. I want to say something about what you said about the radical left, because just so you know, the radical left is just the left. I do not define myself on my politics. I define myself on my morality.
Sure.
It just so happens that a lot of my morality is left-leaning ideas. I believe what I believe. I don't walk into a room with my politics forward. I mean, life is politics. Daisy was just talking about this on Strange and Unexplained. It's really interesting when people say true crime isn't political. Everything is political.
Yeah.
The food you eat is political. The job you have is political. The city you live in is political. Stop thinking that. Stop it. That is actually dangerous ideology to think that one thing is political or not. This could be you. You could be wrongfully accused of something. You could be drunk driving, which, God forbid, I hope you're not, and then the next minute on trial. Remember, I have said this. This is my belief. They thought that she was going to cop to a plea. Karen Reed. Going back to Karen Reed.
Yeah.
This all should really worry you. I want to talk about what you said about the radical left, only because it brought something up. I have had so many DM conversations with a lot of down bitches, but I had one conversation with an OG DB. So I want to clarify, because she messaged and she said, Ellen, you've said you think the far left is dangerous. I want to just clarify that, because she brought up a really good point. Sometimes I think people are in my brain and they're not. And it was a fair question. She and I went back and forth and we came up with a new word, and that was the divisive left. There is radicalization on both spectrums, and I think they are both dangerous. I think they prevent progress. I think they are looking for perfection. I think they get in an echo chamber. I'm talking about the people who are eating their own, the people that would come for us over a minute word rather than fighting the good fight. I'm talking about extreme people who are looking for perfection over progress, because the truth of the matter is, you all, we gotta agree. We gotta agree on something. We have to find a way to coexist, and it is with everything we do. And if you hear the words about Luigi and you think, yeah, but there's a video, he did it, you all, there is so much more to the case. We've talked about it. There is unaccounted time. There are officers who turned off their cameras. There was a chain of custody with the evidence that is called into question. That was a whole shit show. There was no chain of evidence. There was bad searches. Magical gun just showed up. You all should care about this, because these are our rights. We don't have a lot of them left. The only thing protecting us at this point is the Constitution, because laws are being set to govern our bodies, govern who we love, govern who we married. We have to hold on to these. We have to go back to the Constitution. Someone in the chat said Ellen brought Constitution receipts. Yeah, because I have to. You can't talk about someone and say they're guilty in front of the people who might be presiding over his case. It's terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think they're really worried that he's going to get off. I think some of it is going to be circumstantial. I don't think they're going to be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. Everyone has the right to a fair trial. And listen, I know that the world can be scary right now. I know not everybody shares this belief, but I do have hope. I do. You have to hold on to hope. I have a hope that the pendulum will swing back somewhere in the middle. It's only going to be if we get together, get on the same page, and fight toward the common goal.
Yeah, we will see what happens. That letter was due into the judge October 3rd. I find it hard to believe that it will affect anything pertaining to his case. However, this was really his lawyer's main point with that perp walk. From the beginning, he has been labeled guilty. I don't know how they're going to find a jury. Like, a jury, what, without a phone? Without a TV?
Yeah.
At this point, yep. They have assured that a fair trial is impossible. My question is, and I put this question to the chat, then what? Then what happens? How can they find a jury? I mean, I guess they did it with P. Diddy, but I feel like this is somehow different with that perp walk and the president talking about it. Does anyone have any ideas in the chat? This is a great question by Amy. Bench trial. I don't know if a bench trial is possible in a murder case or in a federal case.
Can you explain a bench trial?
Yeah, so a bench trial is a trial that's
without a jury.
Adjudicated with a judge and with no jury that the judge decide. Jennifer says maybe they could file for a change of venue, but I don't really understand if that would do anything. This is national news. The president talked about it. It's not like it's specific to New York.
A bench trial makes me nervous because if they really, really wanted to, if they want him to go to prison for the rest of his life, I mean, lots of people have a price tag. Throw enough money at that judge.
I'm going to look into it.
Brianna said he's probably better in New York City with a jury. And you know what? I agree.
I'm going to look into that. I'm going to come back to you with some information because I don't want to misspeak. That was not my expertise in law school, so I don't want to go on a road that I can't back up. You all, if you ever want us to cover anything on the rundown, please let us know. But this is really serious. This is not political. This is not right and left. This is not a political conversation. This is a conversation that we should all care about because we all have the same rights. And you should want that for other people. Say something funny, my love.
Well, all I can say is that they've taken so much from us, they better not take my grinder.
Your what?
Too much.
What did you say?
What?
I huh? can't. You know I'm deaf. Were you talking gay stuff?
Yes.
Play the music, Mel. I don't care. I love you, Joey.
I love you too, Yellow Marie Marsh, and I love you, J-Bays.
I love you now, bitches. Bye.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.